And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
We love talking to our experts at the SAN. I once went for a medical because I was driving in the Celebrity Grand Prix car race. And the GP I saw, and at the time I was living in Sydney, I went to a GP in Mossman. And he did the cough test. And he said, I reckon you've got a hernia. And sure enough, I had to go and have a minor operation. The reason I raise that is tonight's expert from the SAN is Dr. Phil LePage, an upper gastrointestinal and general surgeon at the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Dr. Phil, good evening.
Good evening, Steve.
Must be awful. Must be awful being called Dr. Phil, is it? You have to.
I get it all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to make that awful joke. I had no idea. Had no pain. This doctor discovered it, and sure enough, I had to go and have. I think it ended up being pretty much a day procedure. But what would have I been dealing with there? Something pretty minor, I gather.
Was it in your umbilicus, your belly button, or down in your groin?
Belly button.
It does depend. Belly button, yeah. They're one of the common ones, called mm-hmm. umbilical hernia.
Yep.
Another common one is in the groin, but what it is basically is a...
It might have been weakness. Groin, actually. I don't know. Anyway.
It's a weakness in the abdominal wall, and the pressure inside can push out a lump of fat, or it can be bowel, which is more of a concern. So that may have been the reason why... the surgeon elected to operate was in order to prevent a problem like the bowel twisting inside a hernia. That may have been the reason.
Well, what causes this? I mean, is it is there a reason why you would get a hernia, and is it more common in men or women?
Well, the ones in the groin are more common in men. Women often, and often they report it in pregnancy as well, get it in the belly button, obviously, with a growing baby, you've got increased pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's thought to be due to a weakness in the abdominal wall, and we don't fully know why certain people get it, but they certainly are very common. And increased pressure, like chronic cough or obesity or constipation, can encourage that fat or the bowel to push through a weakness in that abdominal wall, which is like a muscular, you know, it's the muscles and the leathery layer that keeps everything, well, it's meant to keep everything contained inside.
What happens if you were not to deal with it?
Well, they don't go away. They tend to get bigger over time because you've got a lot of pressure on the inside, and so it encourages fat or bowel that's poking through to become bigger. It's not to say they necessarily all need to be fixed. We classically have done that, but it does depend on symptoms. It depends on the size of it, where it is, and if there's a concern about, you know, for example, if there's bowel within it, that's more of a concern because the consequences, if that were to get kinked or pinched or twist, is more serious.
Yeah, that's where you hear that expression, twisted bowel, and that obviously is going to cause you big problems, isn't it?
Yeah, twisted bowel, strangulation, incarceration, these are terms which are more concerning. And generally, when people start to get symptoms of discomfort or pain, and in the worst case scenario, severe redness, or you can't push a lump back in, that's called incarceration. That is more of a warning sign.
How's that cough test work? How did he work it out from the cough test that I might have a problem?
Well, funnily enough, even with all our technology now, that is the most important test. So, you know, a GP, a surgeon is someone who's trained to assess that, and we feel a lump basically. And if the lump protrudes more with a cough, mm-hmm. then the pressure inside your abdomen is being transmitted outside, and we can feel that with our fingers. And we do tests, ultrasound, CT scans are used frequently. Sometimes they pick up hernias, and they're not fully reliable themselves. So we really have to trust what we feel. And so he/she would have felt that lump. And, you know, and I saw a couple of people today, actually, with this very problem. And it can be subtle, the feeling of a lump, especially down in the groin. So, you know, professionals trained to pick that up.
Good to see there's a place for old-fashioned medicine, Phil, that it's not all modern technology. How hard are they to fix?
Well, if it's in the belly button, they can be fairly straightforward. That's generally a day case. They can be either done with a very small incision or with keyhole. Groin hernias Again, they're often day case procedures or an overnight stay, and we tend to do keyhole because they tend to be improved recovery, less pain. You know, you get back to your usual activities within a few days, but, you know, we generally get people to avoid significant straining for a number of weeks. We often place a piece of mesh because of that weakness. We want to reinforce it with a strong piece of mesh, and your body forms a scar on that to stop it poking out. So they're generally easy to fix nowadays. Some people can get really large ones if they've had previous surgery on their abdomen, and they can be a bit more tricky. It depends on the circumstance.
So you pop the mesh on there. Is that a permanent full-time fix? I mean, you can't yourself reinforce your abdominal wall to make sure it doesn't happen again. It's just the weakness exists and you've got to patch it. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. We don't always use mesh. There's a centre particularly renowned in Canada that does not use mesh. But studies have shown that mesh dramatically reduces the chance of the hernia coming back, basically. And we essentially use permanent mesh, which is well tolerated in the body and it forms a strong scar. Absorbable mesh can be used, and that would more often be used in internal hernias, like a hiatus hernia, for example. But the permanent ones tend to be used, and that's of no consequence usually for people.
The old wives' tale that you can do yourself a hernia by lifting something that is too heavy, is that true?
Well, often people remember an event like that when they first notice a little twinge that may develop into a lump.
Now, that's so you bend down and pick up a big heavy rock or something and you wouldn't normally be doing it, but you're doing a bit of gardening in the backyard and you go, oh, God, that hurt.
Yeah.
That's how you
feel.
That
could be that could be anything. That could be a muscle strain. It could be an irritation on the ligaments. It's not necessarily a hernia. And people don't need to avoid lifting things or exercise to avoid hernias, it would tend to be something that would happen anyway. And it just gets manifest when someone increases that pressure on their abdomen to push something through.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. You people at the Sydney Adventist Hospital, I say this every week, do a fabulous job. It's always a delight to talk to medical experts in their field. Thanks for your time tonight, Doctor.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Steve. Good evening.